Blackstone Audio presents The Watergate, Inside America's Most Infamous Address, by Joseph Rodota. This book is read by Bronson Pinchot. To Eric, for listening with a smile, and for everything else. We shape our buildings. Thereafter, they shape us. Winston Churchill. Prologue. Slap. A doorman dropped a copy of the Washington Post at the threshold of a Watergate apartment and continued down the long, curved hallway. Slap. He dropped a paper at the next doorstep, and the next, as he made his deliveries through the building. Slap. 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 Watergate residents, some dressed for work, others still in bathrobes, opened their doors, grabbed their newspapers, and stepped back inside their apartments. It was Friday, June 16th, 1972. On the front page of the Post, a smiling President Richard Nixon embraced President Luis Echevarria of Mexico at the formal welcoming ceremony on the south lawn of the White House. The United Nations had launched a new agency to promote international cooperation on the environment, to which the Nixon administration had already committed $100 million. The Soviet news agency Pravda said a thaw in relations with the United States was both necessary and desirable. And Raymond Lee Cadillac Smith, a legendary figure among Washington's underworld of pimps, gamblers, and hired killers, was finally captured at a Holiday Inn in Kingsport, Tennessee.